Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration, love, healing, magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Yay.
Hello, hello, welcome hello, to everybody. Welcome there to the Psychic Funhouse. And I am here. This is your co-host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here with your lovely co-host, my lovely co-host, Leon Birch.
Everyone's lovely co-host. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
Michael?
Hello. I am good. Welcome to the fun house, sir.
Welcome. Yeah.
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 It's nice to be here.
Almost ready for summer.
Right.
You can take out the storm windows, spruce the place up, bring in some flowers.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, make some
get out the perennials.
There you go. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, strawberry pie.
Strawberry rhubarb pie. We're going to do pie.
Okay, strawberry rhubarb. I don't know. What does it taste like? I don't remember having it in a pie. Maybe I did. I'm just not aware. Does
it's a
it
good
taste
blend.
Like anything?
The strawberries are really sweet, but the rhubarb's got a nice tangy acidity to it. So, blend well.
So
when you come
sweet.
Up, it's like the perfect balance of sweet and tart.
Okay.
When you come up, we'll get you one. We'll get you a pie. You can try it.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll try it. Yeah.
Yeah. When you finally get your ultralight out of the shop and you get back up into the air.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be traveling soon, right? Seems like it's starting.
Yeah, stuff's opening up. People are starting to peek out from under the rocks and behind the trees. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's exciting, but I'm still a little, I'll just say I'm cautious.
Yeah.
With all this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting seeing people in stores without masks. So, I don't know. I'm very cautious, and I just think it's time to be careful still. A lot of people aren't vaccinated. So.
True that, unfortunately. Yep, we still got vaccine-resistant folks. Okay. But here we are.
Yeah. And here we are. So how was your
spiritual
week, sir?
How was my week? My week was good. I had more clients than I usually do this week, so that was probably good.
Very good.
I think the weather's finally turning to summer mode. We got a pretty wet end of the spring. So, you know, on the one hand, it's good. We got a lot of rain, but on the other hand, we got a lot of rain, so now it's supposed to get up into the 80s and the 90s this weekend up here in Oregon country. So, yeah. How about you? How's
well,
your weekend?
We need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna start selling you guys water at a premium whenever you're ready to pay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think we will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good week. I was super busy. The last few weeks have been very busy. Yep, I did an expo, an online expo.
And, oh, yeah, right.
Listen, yeah. So I have a lot of new clients, and it was really nice to get some new energy in there, new experiences, meeting some really interesting people. So, yeah, that was
awesome.
Really fun. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good business moves.
Yeah. It was fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed that a lot. I don't know if we talked about this in the past, but it's important. You know, a client came to me for a mediumship reading.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to speak with her father on the other side.
Yeah.
And she went to somebody, and this person was, well, thank God the client recognized that this person was not truthful in how she portrayed herself. And this person was asking for thousands of dollars to do a mediumship reading. And I think it's really important that people understand that usually you can find a medium out there and not pay. I think she wanted to charge her like $4,000. I mean, it was some insane price.
Wow.
Number one, yeah, the client didn't have the money to pay that. And yeah. Number two, when the medium, that's in quotes, started asking her for information about her father, her siblings, dates of birth, all this stuff. So it sounded like she wanted to do a little background check first, a little Googling
totally
of people. Yeah,
totally
I always do that, right? Give me your date of birth, place you were born. Oh, that was it too, the location of birth
right.
And like all this information. And thank God the client saw it as a red flag. But, you know, the number one thing being the $4,000. And just, you know, not having that money for that, to spend it on that. And
yeah.
So I think it's really important for clients to, you know, when you go to a medium or even a psychic, that if you do not feel this person is authentic and you feel your intuition, the warning bells are going off, you know, you need to heed that. And it's important to turn away and just tell them thank you, but no thank you. Turn around and go the other way and find somebody else.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, I mean, that medium was really not only fraud-ridden, but lazy as well. Because what you were describing, right, what Michael's describing is somebody who is trying to do basically a hot reading, right? That's my understanding, right? Where they have information
mm-hmm.
about the person ahead of time that they've done research on, which is really unethical. If you're doing mediumship work, you don't do that. So that when the client
mm-hmm.
engaged with them, they had a bunch of information and made it seem, right, like they were getting, you know, transmissions from their loved one. I mean, they didn't even, like, just get the name and then go do the research themselves. They wanted the client to fork it all over right there. Like, how lazy is that?
Yeah.
That's just, like, geez. Really? You can't lift
yeah.
your finger to look up stuff on the internet? You want to get all the download from them? Like, come on. Okay. Well,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
and,
you know,
and, you
unfortunately,
know, the,
yeah, go ahead.
The medium, you know, also conveyed that, you know, she was going to spend the next 3 days in isolation and isolated meditation. She was not going to eat or sleep or do any of this, you know, anything. She was going to kind of disconnect to connect to her father. And that's why it was so expensive. Like, wow.
So this woman's clients have to pay for her fasting and whatever else?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It should be
meditation.
She's not going to if she's going to meditate and not sleep and presumably not do anything else, it seems like a discount because she's not doing anything. Except meditating. How much is
now
that?
Now she's doing something. She's meditating.
Yeah, right.
She's working. Yeah.
That's some weird-ass protocols right there. Another red flag.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was kooky. I was like, oh. Yeah. And so that's the reason for the $4,000. Yep. And I believe also to the woman, and this was interesting because I've heard this before in another client. So the woman said, yeah, no, I don't have this kind of money. And yeah, thank you, but no thanks. And the woman said, well, let's put a down payment on because we've already started the process. So let's keep the process going, and you can give me payment. So
yeah, we already started
right?
the process. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, I had another client a long time ago. Same thing. Called this woman in one of these places, storefronts. Called her, and just to find out how much she charges for the reading, and the woman started asking her questions. Well, what do you want to know about? And she says, oh, my relationship, and asking her more questions. And then finally my client just said, it's fine, never mind. And she says, look, we've already started the process, so you need to give me some money for this, or if you don't, you know, this is not going to be good for you. Yeah, she threatened her. And if you don't give me money, I'm going to put a spell on you. My client called me hysterical, wanting to see if she had placed a spell on her.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's unfortunately, there's some sick operators out there that, you know, manipulate people through fear. And, you know, they prey on the vulnerable. You know, a lot of our clients who come to
right.
see us are in pretty, pretty difficult circumstances, you know, for one reason or another, emotionally or financially or physically, you know, all the above sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
You know, when you get a predator like that, it's terrible because
yeah.
the outcome can be very, you know, as we know, because we've also had clients who've been like, yeah, I spent a bunch of money and nothing happened, you know, or I didn't
right.
think they were authentic. They kept getting money out of me, you know. It's no different, I don't feel, than, you know, I'm a Nigerian prince and I've got $1 million in a bank account and you need to help me get out kind of scam. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Give me $10,000 so we can start the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Because I really
yeah.
care about
and
you.
It, mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, I think it's so, you know, the thing I think of when I see clients is, you know, it's important to trust your intuition with people. And also, too, I have to add here, too, I think, you know, when you go to a psychic or a medium, you know, it's like any relationship. And sometimes you guys just, it's not a good match for whatever reason. And that's fine too. You know, I've had people come to me and they want to get in touch with somebody on the other side. And the other side, the person doesn't come through. And that's fine. We, you know, and I always preface my readings, mediumship readings, is letting people know, you know, we cannot force the other person to come through. We can't control them. And for the most part, they always do, but sometimes they will not. And that doesn't mean that the person's a bad reader either.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, there's all sorts of spectrums of clients, right? You know, there's people that have never gotten a reading before that show up with us, and I'm always excited to have the privilege of working with those clients because we get to really, you know, set a good foundation about what this process can be like. And if they're open, they can have a really meaningful, even incredible experience, you know. And then there are some clients who, you know, they'll show up and they won't get any information from us because the guides aren't willing to transmit any info, or whoever it is, you know, if they're doing a mediumship reading, isn't coming around because we're like the 10th person they've talked to in the week who does this kind of work. And, you know, the universe is saying you need to take a break from trying to get the answer that you haven't been getting the previous 9 psychics you've seen. Because that happens too. You know, people, for whatever reason, maybe they're just really in a desperate place, or they might really, you know, like using psychics a little bit over much. And then, you know, we've had that happen too, where it's like, we're not the ones cutting them off. They're cutting themselves off because they're trying to get too much. They're trying to interact too much with the spirit world. And it's not, you know, it's not something you can, you know, just turn on and off like a water faucet and expect it to always be there for you. It's a process, and it needs to be, you know, honored and respected. Right. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. For the most part, I don't think I've had to communicate that information to a lot of clients, but there's a couple where it's kind of like, well, you know, they will suggest they'd come next week to get a follow-up, and it's like, no, don't come once a week. This is not a good thing. You know, it's mm-hmm. too soon. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have to let the energy play out. You need time to mm-hmm. allow things to happen. And coming too often is, you know, it doesn't work. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I
think I agree with you. I think clients who are, you know, psychic shopping or, you know, they're habitual psychic users, maybe a little too much, or not all that common, but just kind of as an example of how extreme it can get, you know. You know, they do occasionally patronize, you know, and they're often really upset when they get told, you know, I don't have anything for you. And they want to, you know, get into it with the psychic because they're not, you know, hearing what they want.
Yeah.
You know, that's always fun. So.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot to manage, you know, there's people out there that are predators, and then there are, you know, our clients who are just really, you know, either they saw a bunch of TV programs and they think, oh, it's going to be like this, so they come in with all this expectation, or mm-hmm. they don't like what the screen, you know, for whatever reason, but the information we're giving them is what we're being told, so don't shoot the messenger that they really want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, I would say, you know, we wouldn't be here if that was the majority of what happened. Most of our clients are really wonderful and amazing, and they work as hard as we do to try to come to a place of deeper understanding and healing, and I'm really grateful for that. So,
yeah, I'm grateful. I have great clients as well. It's so nice. Mm-hmm. You find your tribe, right? People mm-hmm. that you connect mm-hmm. with, and it's so satisfying. And I really appreciate that within my clients. I would also say to people going to get readings, when you go to your psychic, to also be open. I think that is so important for people to be open and not test the reader. right? I'm not going to say anything, and I just want to see what they tell me. But you have an agenda. You need answers to things, but yet I'm going to hide them and wait, and let's see if you kind of hit on that item or that subject, so to see if you're the real deal. And I have found when people come to me that do that, the information doesn't flow. It's a lot harder to receive information, you know, because it's flowing through my sitter. And so I feel it. You feel it feels like it's closed off to me. And there's a wall there. And so I let people know, they're just going to open up, give me access, and let's do this in an open way so the energy flows and I can receive that energy. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, I would say for all people who want, you know, a really good reading, just to be open and allow the energy to flow through you.
Yeah, I think you've gotten, you know, really good at your script for folks, you know, when they come in and you know, you're pretty open now about telling them, look, you know, I'm sensing you're blocked, right? Or I'm trying to pick up on something or create a connection and it's not happening, you know, and, you know, in no uncertain terms, you're the reason why this reading is going the way it is. Not in an accusatory way, but just like, you know, people sometimes they don't know. They don't know that they are part of the energy loop that you have to create if you want to have a reading happen. And if they're, you know, really scared, you know, or there's a big emotional thing going on with them, or, you know, there's something else that's creating a blockage or even a distraction. Yeah, it's like you say, it can be really, you know, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy for some of those folks that come in and they want to be all, gotcha, you know. It's like, yeah, well, you got me because you're not really present enough for us to establish even the minimal context. So, yeah, this is going to look to you like, you know, I'm not authentic, but really what's going on is you're not being upfront. So you killed the process before it even started. So.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so listeners, if you go to psychics, just be open. Be open and be honest. And, you know, and I think, too, if, you know, because what I've encountered is sometimes the sitter will preface it as, well, I'll just let you tell me whatever you want me to know, whatever the guides want me to know. That's one thing, and that's a valid, you know, way of approaching this, right?
Sure.
But if it's disguised as that to try to see if I'm authentic or not, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. The testing just doesn't work. And because what you're really saying is you don't trust the process of your reader. And
I think it's okay to come in with some level of, you know, being unsure, uncertain, or not knowing what's going to happen, or even being skeptical. You know, I don't think, you know, I mean, you can do the opposite thing too, right? Where you can come in and just be so open that anything is going to fall out or anything's going to happen. Usually that's not the case. It's usually the other way around. But we've had those readings where the person comes in, they're really clear about what they want. They know the process because they've obviously been with good psychics before, you know, because we're all training each other with this. And they open up and they're like, you know, this is what I need. And you get in the zone with them right away, and the guides the person they're trying to contact in their side is just right there. And it flows. And those things are amazing because we come away with like more energy, like we're charged, you know. Like I've been around people who are in that place, and you know, their energy can be whatever it is, but they're open. And then you just feed on that, and it creates a reciprocity between you and the client. That's a really lovely thing, because you're able to, you know, meet them in the middle with whatever concerns they're bringing to the situation. And I mean, that, you know, we've talked about this a lot, both on the air and off, you know, with our profession. We're really there to be of service, right? That's why we're there.
Absolutely.
You know, you're amazing in the amount of service that you give freely all over the place, Michael, with the stuff that you do, way more than I am. You're way more generous than I am.
Thank you.
So I really, yeah, and I know you put a lot of effort into it, and you really walk your talk. And, you know, I, for the most part, don't get really offended anymore when somebody comes in and they have that, you know, agenda thing going on. I just feel, I feel bad for the process, because, you know, now instead of, you know, the time that you're paying for to be with me being put to really good constructive use for you, now I have to sit here with you and, you know, decide if we're even going to be able to work through this enough to get to the good stuff, right? And sometimes you don't, you know?
Right.
So, and that's disappointing. So,
well,
but yeah,
and I have to say you're very generous too, Mr. Lowell, from what I've seen from you.
I try to be, you know, I try to be. I think it's a good way to be, you know. People have been really generous with me, so, you know, I want to pay it forward and you know, just try to be kind, you know. I mean, the readings that I had this week with the clients, they all were in, you know, one way or another, pretty intense circumstances. And you can't help but feel for people when they're, you know, dealing with challenges. So if I can, you know, give them some options, help them sort through some stuff, you know, be really specific about solving whatever problem they brought, then I feel like I've done my job, you know, and they get to go away at least with a better understanding of how to, you know, work with the circumstances that they've got, so they don't feel helpless or isolated or hopeless, you know, because that's
right.
A terrible feeling, terrible, you know, to feel that way and to be stuck with that and to feel like, you know, there's no place for you to turn that's really going to get you out of the situation you're in. Because we've all been there, you know.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a client this week who had some, you know, relationship stuff. And, you know, my guides definitely had some suggestions for her on what to do. And then I also, you know, when that comes up, I said, you know, we need to make sure that you realize I'm not a marital counselor. And I can't give that kind of advice. But I do really support counseling. And, you know, even if your spouse isn't willing to go get counseling, you should really take advantage of that, especially now because there's a lot of online counseling available. And some of it's even being offered for free at a discount, you know. And I think that makes sense because you want to, you know, as psychics, it can be tempting for us to go outside of our lane and go into areas where, you know, we don't really belong, and we're not being really helpful when we stray from our area of expertise. It's much better to say, hey, you know, this is the information I have. I'm going to give you a disclaimer about it, and then we can talk about it. But you need to know that, you know, we're now in an area of, you know, opinions that my guides may have that are really going to be helpful, but they're also not a substitute for you, you know, doing whatever work you need to with a different kind of professional, you know.
Right.
So, and we, you know, we all have our comfort level with that. Some spiritual workers or healers are really, you know, they're trained to their verse in different things, and they're willing to talk to clients about subjects that I might refer them to somebody else to, you know. I mean, I watched you and your process of mediumship. I watched you get really interested in it, and it felt really like a calling to you. And you did training. You took some coursework from people that you really trusted that you thought were, you know, really experts in their field, and it made a difference in how you were able to bring that knowledge back to your clients and start working with them. But you didn't just jump into it right away and go, okay, well, I'm going to do this because, you know, I think I want to, you know. So.
Right. Well, and part of that, too, is because I felt like a fish out of water. Like, I don't know what I'm doing here. What's happening?
Yeah. Well, but to circle back to what you brought up in the beginning, which was clients that end up in the clutches of, you know, readers or psychics who really are there to just, you know, bilk them out of their savings. That's another thing that, you know, sets the authentic psychics and healers and energy workers apart from, you know, the fly-by-night fakers is they've done their work. You know, they've done their time learning the craft through one medium or another, you know, and there's no substitute for that. You know, experience is really
right.
important as well. And some people just show up on the planet knowing this stuff because they've obviously been doing this in lifetimes before, and that's different. But,
right.
You know, you can tell when somebody, you know, is really not versed in what they're doing, or they don't have good people skills, or they're just really not competent or qualified to work with you.
Right.
Just in how they're going to relate to you. You know, do they treat you as a human being? Do they show some level of empathy? Do they have something to offer you that's going to be constructive? And are they not trying to get you on, you know, the payment plan or the, oh, let's come back, you know, every week. We had a show a while back. I had a client who got told she needed some Reiki by a friend and got a recommendation. And the woman was like, yeah, let's have you sign up for my weekend Reiki experience in my house for $10,000.
Oh, I know. Okay. That's crazy.
For Reiki? No. Maybe if it's, you know, Trump University seminar on how to make money, but not for Reiki.
Not for Reiki. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. So, anyway, here's some information for all of our guests. And, yeah, I think this is valuable information so to help you get a better reading from your psychic or your medium.
Mm-hmm.
So that you approach.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask questions, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's totally okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's important too, that, yeah, you, you know, if you ask them, interview them a little bit, you know, not grill them, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, ask them
mm-hmm.
questions, basic questions to help you figure out if this is a good fit. You know, that's
right. Yeah.
I think you do that. Right. You know, you offer a consultation, as I do, to allow the sitter to figure out if we're a good match, right? To kind of feel the energy first, then to ask some questions about process and how it works and your fees, and just so that, you know, we're upfront right in the beginning.
I offer all my clients a money-back guarantee. I don't know if you knew that, Michael, but... I guarantee if you don't like it, you want money back.
I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you don't like it, you want. Yeah.
What happens
I mean,
if I didn't like your service? Can I get my money back?
Then, well, that's the guarantee. If you don't like it, I guarantee you want your money back.
You're funny, sir.
No, but I have. I've done, you know. I've done readings where the person was really dissatisfied at the end, or we didn't even get to the end. We just got somewhere out in the weeds. And I've just been like, okay, well, you know, this isn't a good fit. It's not working out. You're unhappy. You know, whatever. I'm not going to charge you for this, you know.
Right.
Because what's the point?
Right.
Right? I don't want to create an exchange with that person if they're not happy with, you know, the results. Right? It's not worth it. It's not worth it to foster any kind of a connection through a payment. Yeah. On the other hand, I've also had people where I've demanded that they pay because they were either insulting or just really so problematic and so unwilling to take responsibility for their attitude. I've held them account because I feel like that was, you know, what my guides were like, no, this is a lesson for them. They need to stop doing this kind of behavior. And the only way they're going to do it is if they have to pay for, you know, somebody to put up with them. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's fine then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we both really land on the place of, you know, we really love what we do and we love our clients and we appreciate them. We appreciate the process. We put a lot of work into doing the best that we can, no matter what the circumstances are. And we're also human, just like our clients. So unless we're working with animals. And so sometimes things don't always turn out the way that we'd like them to. But, you know, if that's happening, you know, I mean, there's the fraud predator stuff, but there's also, you know, what happens if your reading maybe wasn't as good as you wanted it to be? Talk to your psychic. Say, hey, you know, I'm not trying to diminish your abilities, but this isn't going the way that I hoped it would, or, you know, I'm not happy.
Right.
And then, you know, if you're really genuine about it, then, you know, that's an opportunity for your psychic to step up to the plate and go, okay, well, what can I do to make things right? You know, I mean, we do have an ethic in our country about the customer always being right, which I think kind of can turn people who are clients into entitled, you know, I'm just going to say it, this is a really bad word, jerkowitzes, but it does, you know, put the responsibility on the service or the place of business to try to, you know, get the customer what they ask for. And I generally don't see a problem with that. But, you know, if you're in a reading with a psychic and you're just unhappy and you're not communicating anything except, you know, the look on your face, then that's incumbent upon you to kind of, you know, say, hey, you know, this isn't the information I was hoping to get, or, you know, let's talk about something else, or, you know, and most psychics are like, oh, okay, well, let's steer this in a different direction. This isn't what you wanted. Let's try to, you know, focus on something else. I don't mind difficult clients or people that are really assertive about what they want, provided, you know, they're coming at me in a way to make, so we can both end up in the place we want. The problem I have is when a client starts to get really, you know, attitudinal and blamey and, you know, whatever inner milieu within them is really, you know, in a bad place, now starts to get projected onto me in the reading. Because the guides that are always, you know, that I work with, they're always infallible. They're not perfect, but they're always there to be of service. And if that's not something that you can feel connected to, that's okay. But, you know, and we've talked about this all the time, you know, clients that try to blame us for stuff that was never going to happen anyway, because that's not the reading they're going to get, you know.
Right. Right.
So
I think that's a whole other show, right?
It is a whole other show.
So what if we go to the lines, because we have some callers here.
Well, that's
a caller.
That's amazing.
Would you like?
Yeah, that's amazing.
You'd
yeah,
like to do
I
that?
I would like. I would like, yeah. But the people who have been listening to us all this time would like that too.
All right. So here we go. Okay, callers, we're coming to the switchboard. And here we go. So we're going to start with area code 850. Hello, 850. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from North Carolina.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good. Thanks for asking. What can we do for
you? I was wondering, do you see me moving soon?
And it's Keisha? Your name's Keisha? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's funny, Keisha, I know that your question is about moving geographically, like maybe to a different town or city or even a state.
Mm-hmm.
But what came up first when you brought that issue up really was my guide showing me an image of you moving yourself. Like just more movement in your life, more action. And I don't know if that resonates with you in any way, but, you know,
yeah,
there's
the... No, I had to start exercising, and I've been looking at exercise. I do. I recognize that. I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think there's this, you know, it's common for a lot of us right now because of just, you know, being isolated, staying indoors, not getting out and about. But I think for you, movement is where you're going to free your mind up a lot to solve some of the other problems that you haven't even brought up with us. There's a stagnancy is kind of a heavy word, but there's a stuck place, I think, in you that you're going to find really loosening up when you start getting more active again and really get moving. Michael and I talk about that a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that that's making sense because I'm never, you know, not always sure, like come at it from a different direction.
No, I was thinking if I could start a little exercise regimen, that it'll pull my muscles, my stomach muscles in, and then my brain fog would go away, and then I'd have, you know, just that much more. So I know what you're saying. That's exactly how it was kind of coming to me. Yeah. You know,
great.
Brain
can
to
I
clear
get,
up, you know?
Yeah, the brain fog. Can I get even more specific with you? Because you mentioned stomach muscles. You know, people like to do, like sit-ups to strengthen their stomach muscles and all that stuff? There's a really good, and I get the feeling that you're probably closer to my age than maybe my granddaughter's age. So there's a really good exercise that can strengthen your abdominal muscles and even your back, but without straining it the way that sit-ups can do.
The back and the stomach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If
you have access to the internet, you can go online, look up something called, it has kind of a not best name for it. I just call it the bug, but sometimes it's called the dead bug. But you know how, like, when bugs are on their back and they wave their legs back and forth, you know, when they're not going to make it? There's an exercise you can, when you're on your back, look for videos of that. And you utilize your arms and your legs to tone your stomach muscles and bring them up to speed, and it's gentle, but it's really effective, and it's less jerky than the sit up situation.
Okay, there it
try
goes.
That.
I got it.
All and right. You can do it anyway.
Oh, I see it. Oh, okay, I see it. All right, got you. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Can I jump in here, Keisha?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff Blaine's done.
Yeah, I'm jumping. What the guides were saying as you and Lawrence were talking, is that it feels like once you get your energy moving, a lot of things are going to start to happen for you in a really good way. And it feels kind of like you will be moving, but there's a lot more stuff going to happen as well. I'm kind of getting to that you're going to get a new job.
I was thinking about that. I'm so glad you said that.
I think you're going to get a new job as well. So, you know, the movement of your energy in your body will affect everything around you, you know, and that's really important, right? Energy just does not affect one area of our lives, but everything, right? Mm-hmm. And so anyway, get out there, move your body, and I think you will be moving, and I think you'll be getting another job as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So, really quick. Yep.
Oh, no. I was just saying, because I wanted to start a little business. I was going to start it next month, and I was kind of wondering, how well do you think it's going to go?
I'm getting you need to do more homework on your business. It's not the right time to start it right now. It feels like you have to invest more time and energy into it and really thinking about it and also your business plan, your business model, before you jump into this. It feels like it's too soon. Yeah.
Yes.
You're
right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
They're right, not me. But so. So just, you know, really, work on that more, invest more time in it, and really think it through a lot. Once you do that, if you do that, and don't do it prematurely. You'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much for your information. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed night.
Thank you, Keisha.
All right.
Good luck. Bye.
Take care, Keisha. Good luck.
Let us know how it goes. Follow us, you kitschy chill.
Yeah. Follow us, Keisha. All right.
You know,
you ready for another
the thing?
What?
Yeah, just the one thing I was going to follow up with Keisha about, if she's still listening, is her business. I don't know if it's going to be service or not, but her personality is what's really going to make that work when she's ready to do it. So as long as that's front and center, you know, some businesses aren't about that at all. But she's got a really attractive personality, and that's the key component for her business to be successful. So as long as she include that in her business plan, that she's going to make sure to be the face of the business and the person who interacts with the people, it's going to really encourage her success. So that's all. Just a little too. So
cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for the next caller?
Let's do this.
All right. So here we go, area code 561. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 561.
Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm calling from Florida. And my question is, I'm at a job almost a year. I liked it better when I started. And, you know, I've been there. I'm the original one. Still there. Over almost a year, and I feel like I'm not getting treated like other people, and I feel like I was making more money back then, and because I'm on a different dialer than most people, and I'm making less money, and I was wondering when I'm not coming in tomorrow overtime, which I've been working every Saturday for a year, and I'm not going to, you know, why put myself out there all the time and I'm not even getting anywhere? It's like I'm the most reliable worker and a lot of people left everything, and the newbies are getting treated better than me, and I wanted to know if I'm going to feel happier at this job soon. They're going to do anything for me, because I'm like, you know, feel really bad that I put 100% into it.
Hmm. Okay.
And I'm sorry, your name's Stacy, is that what I heard?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to jump in here. Stacy, I'm kind of getting, I don't think you're going to be at this job that much longer. It feels like you will be switching jobs in a few months, maybe 4 or 5 months. Don't quit. Allow yourself to stay here to, and then get your resume updated and start looking. Because I get you will be moving. Are you in sales? Is that what that is? It feels like,
yeah, that's,
I feel
what
a lot
it
of
is.
Contact.
And yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
it's sales. And I just feel like, you know, I'm not on the better dialer. So I'm not making as much money, and I've been there longer, and I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think I'm going to get fired, or do you think I'm just going to quit?
No.
What do you think?
No. Yeah. No, I didn't say fired. I just said you're going to get another job. And so, yeah, don't look to the negative, right, in that statement. It's just you're going to get another job. And it feels kind of like, you know, this is the way it's going to go. One of the things that I would suggest to you is also don't view this as negative, kind of like, oh, you know, you guys are taking advantage of me now. It's more of showing gratitude for the opportunity to work here and for the mm-hmm. income it did provide you. And now it's time to go on to the next venture. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
if
you approach
it, find something. Yeah.
Right. But if you take that stance as well, that, oh, this is so hard, that's what you're going to bring into your life. So it's a matter of reframing thoughts and the way that we look at things. And also, right, we need to reframe the, reframe the way that we view things. And so it's, you know, this is a stepping stone to the next thing, right? You've accomplished a lot here. You made a lot of money. And thank you. Now it's time for me to move on and take my skills and my talents to the next level. Someplace where it will be recognized and appreciated. And that's the way you look at it. And so, you know, but get your resume together, you know, have somebody help you to look at that. And, really start putting that out there. And don't look at it, you know, when you go out there, oh, this is so hard. Don't take that approach. And really start connecting to the universe and letting the universe know and your guides, this is what I want. And so put that energy out there. Okay? Do you understand that? Oh, you're like this. Hello?
Uh-oh.
You there?
You came
keep
across
going in and
scrambled.
Out.
Yeah. What did you say? Could you repeat what you said, Stacy?
Hello, Stacy?
Oh,
hello.
I think she
yeah, I think we dropped her. Or it got dropped.
Yes. The call dropped. Yeah. She's still connected, but yeah. You want to try her line
I don't
up
know
again?
What happened.
She's still on.
Let's see. Hello, Stacy? Oh, well. Okay. So we're going to take another caller. All right. So call back, Stacy. We can't hear you, and I don't know if you got cut off or what's going on. Anyway, so we're going to take caller 201. Hello, 201. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jackie. Jersey.
Hi.
I was from Jersey. Hi.
Okay. I'm just trying to see what you can tell me about the next couple of months, how everything's going to work out financially and with my manifestation. Like, I've been working at it very hard, but I think I cracked at one point today, but I put in the work. I'm just hoping that everything, or I'm manifesting things will fall into place after now.
Uh-huh. So is this in regards to work? Is that what this is about? Is it work that you want to look into?
I want to look into my finances and moving from one property to another after I take care of, get this one in order.
Jackie, what I'm getting for you is it feels like things are going to stay kind of where they are for the next maybe 2 or 3 months. I think you'll, after that amount of time, it will change for you. It feels kind of the energy that they're showing me, it feels like you're in a holding pattern right now.
Okay. It gives me a chance to take care of some things in the meantime.
Yeah. Yeah. It just feels like right now you're in this holding pattern. It's not that things aren't happening. It feels like things are being prepared for you. So as you move forward. And so it's going to... it will all come together at a certain juncture in about 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah.
2 or 3 months.
Yeah, I'm sorry. 2 or 3 months. Yeah. So there's
it goes
just
by,
be
it goes
patient.
By like minutes when you really look back at it. It really does. It goes by so fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? And sometimes you think, 2 or 3 months, that's a long time. No. That's going to be really quick. Get ready. Here it comes. So I would just suggest to you, like if there's, hold on. Yeah. I'm also getting to that it feels like there's stuff you still need to do. So just make sure you're tying up loose ends, preparing stuff, because it feels like it's when it starts happening, when you're, stuff, the energy starts moving again, it's going to go very quickly. So be ready, okay? Yeah.
So the little communication that I had today, I had to let it out. I was trying not to, but I really needed to speak my truth to someone. and I just want to part ways with them. It was a business deal, and you know, I just want to part ways with them.
Mhm. Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's fine. Yep. You have to take care of yourself, and you need to communicate, and that's important. All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank
Jackie,
you.
Let us know how it goes. Jackie
know.
From
Thank
Jersey.
You for taking my call.
All right. You're welcome. Blessings
Thank
to you. Don't forget to follow us here on Facebook and come back and let us know how it went, okay?
I will.
Thank All right. You. Be well. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it's that time?
I have to believe it. What choice do I have? The music has started.
Well, you can believe whatever you want, right?
Well, that's true. I choose to believe in reality.
There you go.
I believe in you.
Oh, thank you, and I believe in you. Thank you.
Well,
so, sir, how can people get in touch with you?
541-344-7534. Call or text. GivingTree@earthlink.net is my email. And you mentioned Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is GivingTreeFarm.com. And if people are looking for some pranic healing or maybe some mediumship work or employ your amazing psychic skills, how can they do that with you, Mr. Espinoza?
You can contact me at michaeljespinoza.com or give me a text, send me a text or call at 562-457-0457. So on behalf of Psychic Funhouse, I thank all of you for joining us today and being here on the show, listening to us. We appreciate all of you. Don't forget to follow us here at the Psychic Funhouse.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you, and thank you to my lovely co-host, and thank you to the spirits. It's a wonderful show. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes, lovely show. Thank you, my lovely co-host. And we'll see you next week. Is there anything, do you know what the program is going to be on, sir?
Well, it's our annual summer, beginning summer show, so I'm sure we'll be talking about the beach and the best psychics to find at beachside resorts.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right,
Island, here we go.
There we go. Exactly. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week, Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Be well, everyone. Thanks again.